MyAudiobooks.ai presents Antibiotics at Risk, Resistance, Stewardship, and the Economics of Modern Medicine. Modern medical care rests on a quiet assumption. If a bacterial infection takes hold, a pharmacy shelf will hold a chemical compound that can cure it. Routine joint replacements, organ transplants, cancer chemotherapy, and emergency care around childbirth all depend on that baseline protection. Yet across the globe, bacteria are steadily evolving defenses against the medicines designed to destroy them. In 2019, bacterial resistance was associated with nearly 5 million deaths worldwide, and estimated to be directly responsible for more than 1.2 million of them. That annual toll surpasses the mortality of malaria or human immunodeficiency virus.
Bacteria have refined their chemical defenses across billions of years of competitive evolution. But the modern crisis is not driven by biology alone. It is an evolutionary arms race colliding with a failing economic model. If bacteria were always bound to adapt, why has discovering replacements ground to a halt? And what will it take to keep ordinary infections from becoming fatal once again? At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library.
Before the mid-20th century, human life was shaped by constant vulnerability to microscopic pathogens. A minor scratch from a rose thorn, a routine case of strep throat, or an ear infection could escalate rapidly into fatal bloodstream poisoning. Hospitals maintained dedicated wards for bacterial diseases that physicians could only monitor, comfort, and hope the patient survived. The discovery and mass production of penicillin and streptomycin transformed clinical medicine. For the first time in human history, doctors possessed targeted chemical therapies that could destroy invading bacteria without causing catastrophic harm to human tissues.
That breakthrough did far more than cure acute infections. It enabled the entire architecture of modern invasive healthcare. When an oncologist administers aggressive chemotherapy, the treatment temporarily wipes out the bone marrow, stripping the patient of infection-fighting white blood cells. When an orthopedic surgeon installs an artificial hip, preventative antibiotics keep ambient skin bacteria from colonizing the foreign implant. Neonatal intensive care units rely on effective antimicrobials to protect premature infants whose immune defenses are barely formed. Organ transplantation, major abdominal surgery, and advanced cardiac care all operate behind this chemical shield. Every one of these interventions assumes that first-line and second-line antibiotics will work reliably.
To understand why that shield is slipping, we must clarify what resistance actually means. In everyday conversation, people often say that a person has become resistant to antibiotics. In reality, the patient does not change. The bacteria do. Antibiotic resistance occurs when bacterial populations survive concentrations of medication that previously would have halted their growth or destroyed them. While antimicrobial resistance is the broader umbrella term encompassing resistant viruses, fungi, and parasites, bacterial resistance to antibiotics poses the most immediate threat to inpatient medicine.
Bacterial adaptation is an inevitable consequence of natural selection. In any bacterial population numbering in the millions or billions, random genetic mutations occur continuously. When an antibiotic enters the environment, it wipes out the susceptible majority. That sudden clearance eliminates competition for nutrients and space, leaving the rare, naturally resistant survivors free to multiply. This evolutionary filter operates even when medications are prescribed correctly and taken exactly as directed. The modern crisis stems from the sheer volume and global scale of modern exposure. Every time an antibiotic is prescribed for a viral infection it cannot cure, or administered continuously to healthy livestock to accelerate growth, we magnify that selective pressure.
In 2015, the World Health Organization established a global action plan to
to coordinate responses across healthcare, veterinary medicine, and scientific research. The fundamental challenge is historical. Bacteria have adapted to chemical threats across evolutionary time, but modern human activity has concentrated that pressure across an interconnected global landscape. The survival strategies bacteria deploy are biochemical marvels. Crucially, they move through populations far faster than slow, vertical chromosomal inheritance alone would suggest.
A bacterium can develop resistance through spontaneous mutations in its own genetic material. But it can also acquire fully functional resistance mechanisms from neighboring cells. This horizontal gene transfer takes place through plasmids, which are small circular packets of genetic material that bacteria swap across strains and even across distinct species. Plasmids frequently carry clusters of resistance traits together. Through this genetic exchange, a single transfer event can equip an ordinary microbe with resistance to multiple separate drug classes simultaneously. Once armed, bacteria deploy four primary biochemical defenses. The first strategy is enzymatic neutralization. The bacterium produces specialized enzymes that seek out the antibiotic and chemically dismantle its molecular structure before it can reach its target. Extended-spectrum beta-lactamases, for example, slice open the specific chemical ring that gives penicillins and cephalosporins their antibacterial power. The second mechanism is the molecular efflux pump. Bacteria construct protein channels across their cellular membranes that function like microscopic bilge pumps. As soon as an antibiotic enters the interior, these pumps capture the molecule and export it back into the surrounding environment, keeping internal concentrations well below toxic levels.
The third mechanism is target modification. Antibiotics operate by docking onto vital cellular machinery, such as bacterial ribosomes or cell wall synthesis enzymes. By altering the shape of those molecular docking sites through subtle genetic changes, the bacterium allows its internal machinery to function while preventing the drug from latching on. The fourth defense is membrane alteration. Bacteria can alter or close down microscopic entry ports, known as porins, within their outer envelopes. By restricting these channels, they physically block antibiotics from penetrating the cell interior.
When a bacterial strain combines several of these mechanisms, clinicians face multi-drug resistant pathogens that render standard medications useless, forcing teams to rely on older, far more toxic alternatives. We observe this progression every day in common clinical infections. Escherichia coli, commonly called E. coli, is an ordinary inhabitant of the human digestive tract, but it is also the primary cause of urinary tract infections. Strains equipped with extended-spectrum beta-lactamase genes have turned routine outpatient conditions into complicated infections, requiring intravenous hospital treatment.
Similarly, Klebsiella pneumoniae, a frequent cause of hospital-acquired pneumonia and bloodstream infections, has acquired resistance to carbapenems. Carbapenems are potent, broad-spectrum agents reserved as a critical line of defense. When carbapenem resistance takes hold in intensive care units, patient mortality rises sharply. Drug-resistant tuberculosis presents an equally severe challenge. Multi-drug-resistant strains require prolonged treatment regimens that last up to 2 years, involve complex combinations of second-line drugs, cause debilitating side effects, and impose immense costs on public health systems.
The danger we face is not an overnight catastrophe where every antibiotic suddenly stops working everywhere. The real threat is an insidious, steady erosion, a clinical reality where treatments fail more frequently, hospital stays lengthen, complications multiply, and routine procedures carry escalating risks. Resistant bacteria circulate through an interconnected network that epidemiologists describe as the One Health interface, linking human healthcare, animal agriculture, and environmental systems.
An individual can harbor resistant bacteria in their gut microbiome for months or years without experiencing symptoms. During that period, they can unknowingly pass those organisms to family members, colleagues, or healthcare providers. If that individual later requires invasive surgery or suffers immune suppression, those colonizing bacteria can cause an active, drug-resistant infection. Hospitals and long-term care facilities serve as primary hubs within this network. They concentrate vulnerable patients, rely on invasive devices like central lines and urinary catheters, and maintain high ambient levels of antibiotic use. As patients transfer between nursing homes and regional acute care hospitals, resistant strains travel along institutional corridors.
Agricultural systems represent another substantial pathway. For decades, livestock producers and aquaculture facilities have administered antibiotics not only to treat sick animals, but to prevent outbreaks in crowded quarters and accelerate animal growth. Resistant microbes selected in farm environments reach human communities through direct contact with livestock, contaminated food products, and agricultural runoff entering regional water supplies.
Environmental contamination widens the web. Municipal wastewater, hospital effluent, and discharge from pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities carry low levels of antibiotics and resistant bacteria into rivers and soils. In these aquatic environments, environmental bacteria mingle with human pathogens, trading resistance genes before re-entering human supply chains. Modern global travel and trade then move those altered microbes between continents in a matter of hours.
The strain placed on healthcare systems during the coronavirus pandemic highlighted these vulnerabilities. Surveillance networks recorded measurable increases in several resistant hospital pathogens after 2020. Heavy patient surges, compromised infection control protocols, and widespread empiric antibiotic use in critically ill individuals contributed to those spikes, though patterns differed by region. Establishing the precise human cost of resistance requires rigorous epidemiological distinction. In 2019, a comprehensive systematic analysis published in The Lancet evaluated 23 bacterial pathogens and 88 drug combinations across 204 countries and territories.
The investigators separated the mortality data into two distinct categories, associated deaths and attributable deaths. Associated deaths, estimated at 4.95 million, represent instances where a patient died with an active, drug-resistant bacterial infection. In these cases, an underlying condition, such as advanced cancer or end-stage organ failure, also contributed to the death. Attributable deaths, estimated at 1.27 million, answer a much stricter counterfactual question. How many individuals would have survived if their infection had been fully treatable with standard first-line antibiotics?
These two figures measure fundamentally different outcomes and must never be combined. The attributable estimate alone confirms that bacterial resistance ranks among the leading infectious causes of death globally, causing more deaths in that period than malaria or human immunodeficiency virus.
Because laboratory and diagnostic capacity remains scarce across many low and middle-income regions, these global totals rely on sophisticated predictive modeling rather than comprehensive census reporting. Earlier economic reviews warned that annual deaths from resistance could reach 10 million by mid-century under worst-case assumptions. While those projections illustrate the potential cost of inaction, the 2019 data demonstrates that bacterial resistance is already extracting a massive human toll today. The intuitive response to mounting resistance is to discover and manufacture new antibiotics. Yet the commercial pipeline for innovative antibacterial medicines has slowed to a crawl over the past four decades.
Part of this slowdown is scientific. The World Health Organization has designated gram-negative bacteria, including Acinetobacter baumannii, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and carbapenem-resistant Enterobacterales, as critical priorities. These organisms possess a dual membrane cell wall that effectively excludes foreign chemical structures. Synthesizing a molecule that can cross that protective barrier, bind to a vital bacterial target, and remain non-toxic to human cells is one of the most formidable tasks in medicinal chemistry. High-throughput chemical screening has yielded few viable candidates, meaning many newly approved drugs are simply incremental variations of existing chemical classes, rather than true innovations.
However, the primary barrier is economic. The commercial framework that funds modern pharmaceutical development is fundamentally misaligned with the public health need for antibiotic conservation. Bringing a novel pharmaceutical compound from discovery through clinical trials to regulatory approval routinely costs hundreds of millions of dollars. In conventional therapeutic sectors, such as cancer therapies or daily medications for cardiovascular disease and diabetes, developers recoup that expenditure through high sales volumes sustained over years or decades. Antibiotics operate under the exact opposite commercial logic. An effective antibiotic course lasts only 7 to 14 days. Once the patient is cured, the therapy ends.
More importantly, when a research company successfully develops an innovative antibiotic that overcomes multidrug-resistant bacteria, hospital stewardship programs do not prescribe it widely. Instead, they carefully place it in reserve. Clinicians intentionally keep the new drug on the shelf, saving it as a last resort to treat only the small fraction of patients who fail every older medication.
This dynamic produces a severe economic paradox. Restricting the use of a new antibiotic is excellent public health practice because it minimizes selective pressure and preserves the drug's effectiveness for future generations. But under a commercial model where revenue depends on sales volume, low volume guarantees financial disaster. The developer sells very few units, fails to cover manufacturing and regulatory maintenance costs, and faces financial collapse.
Over the last 20 years, nearly every major multinational pharmaceutical corporation has terminated or divested its antibiotic research division. Several small biotechnology firms that successfully brought novel, approved antibiotics to market went bankrupt within years of commercial release. Scientific innovation cannot survive when the market penalizes the conservation of the very product it creates. Preserving the future of medicine requires treating effective antibiotics as critical public infrastructure rather than standard consumer commodities.
The most powerful intervention is preventing infections from developing in the first place. Every infection that is prevented represents an antibiotic course that never needs to be administered, eliminating an opportunity for selective pressure to favor resistant strains. Within healthcare facilities, fundamental infection prevention and control practices remain vital. Rigorous hand hygiene, thorough environmental decontamination, and standardized care protocols for intravenous lines and surgical wounds reliably reduce hospital-acquired infections.
Outside hospital walls, broader public health measures yield immense returns. Investments in clean water, municipal sanitation systems, and childhood vaccination directly reduce the baseline incidence of bacterial diseases. Furthermore, vaccines against viral infections, like influenza, reduce the secondary bacterial complications and inappropriate antibiotic prescriptions that frequently follow viral illnesses.
Alongside prevention lies antimicrobial stewardship. Hospital stewardship teams work directly with clinicians to ensure the right drug is chosen at the right dose for the exact duration required. Rapid molecular diagnostic tests accelerate this process by identifying specific pathogens and resistance genes in hours instead of days. This capability enables clinicians to switch from broad-spectrum therapies to targeted, narrow-spectrum treatments, sparing beneficial bacteria and minimizing resistance pressure.
Equally critical is addressing the dual challenge of access and excess. In many low- and middle-income regions, more individuals die from an inability to obtain basic life-saving antibiotics than from resistant infections.
frameworks that focus exclusively on restricting drug use can unintentionally harm vulnerable populations if they restrict access to essential medicines. A comprehensive strategy must ensure reliable access to affordable, quality-assured treatments while phasing out unregulated over-the-counter sales and unnecessary agricultural use. Finally, international authorities are redesigning the economic incentives that support research and development. Health economists point to two complementary approaches: push incentives and pull incentives.
Push incentives, such as direct research grants and nonprofit development partnerships, lower upfront capital costs for early-stage discovery. Pull incentives solve the sales volume dilemma by guaranteeing financial returns for successfully developed drugs, decoupling a company's revenue from the number of units sold. Under subscription-style reimbursement models, currently piloted in the United Kingdom, national health systems pay pharmaceutical manufacturers a predictable annual fee for guaranteed access. That payment remains secure regardless of how many doses clinicians actually prescribe. This structure allows clinicians to keep the medicine in reserve without threatening the developer's solvency, providing the predictable revenue needed to sustain scientific investment.
Sustaining this work requires steady international coordination. Initiatives like the Global Antimicrobial Resistance and Use Surveillance System are standardizing tracking across borders, though significant investments are still needed to build laboratory capacity in under-resourced regions. Antibiotic resistance is driven by two intersecting dynamics: the relentless evolutionary capacity of bacteria and market systems that fail to reward drug conservation. Avoiding a future where routine infections become untreatable does not require a single miraculous discovery. It requires disciplined execution across infection prevention, responsible prescribing, equitable access, and economic reforms that preserve the medicines we have while building the treatments we will need.
Understanding the biological and economic forces behind antibiotic resistance changes how we view modern healthcare. When preserving life-saving medicines requires using them less, protecting our medical foundation becomes a shared responsibility across science, policy, and everyday practice. Consider how these shared systems shape the care we rely on, stay engaged with the evidence, and reflect on the quiet safeguards that make modern medicine possible. Thanks for watching. To create your own audiobooks from your prompts and documents, visit myaudiobooks.ai. Subscribe for more.